You're listening to Alaska HomeWise, brought to you by the Cold Climate Housing Research Center and the UAF Cooperative Extension Service. Save energy. Save money. Become HomeWise.
Hello and welcome to Alaska HomeWise, brought to you by the Cold Climate Housing Research Center and the UAF Cooperative Extension Service. My name is Ty Keltner. On Alaska HomeWise, we discuss every aspect of your home. That's everything from alternative energy to gardening to building to sustainability. You'll find it all right here. Our very first topic is boilers. For many in the Fairbanks area, a boiler is the choice for heating the home. We'll be discussing boilers with our guest Dave Shippey of the Cold Climate Housing Research Center. And in the second part of our program, we'll be speaking with our home building and energy expert Ilya Benesh. He'll take your questions on how to be more home-wise. But first, here's Dave Shippey. How are you doing today, Dave?
Fine, Ty.
First, Dave, can you tell me just generically, how does a boiler work? What is the process?
First, you know, when we mean boiler, we mean it's heating water versus a furnace that is heating air and distributing air, hot air through the house. A boiler heats water, and then, you know, water is pumped through the house to radiators or heated slabs or whatever. The boiler is has an air pump and a fuel pump and a fine spraying nozzle. The oil is pumped through a nozzle at anywhere from 100 psi to 175 psi. It sprays it in a fine mist, and at the same time, air is blown through a cone with slots in it, and it combines with the fuel and electrodes right at the tip, ignite the whole works, and the air pump and fuel continue to spray until the aquastat says the water in the boiler is hot enough and it shuts everything down.
Dave, what type of boilers are out there and what do I look at? How do I know what type of boiler is the right one for me to get and what's the right size in my house and all those other details?
Well, here in Fairbanks, we're a small town, kind of out at the end of the road, but we do have quite a number of boilers that are represented in town. Will McLean, Burnham's, Slant Fin, Monitor FCX, Condensing Boilers, Triangle Tube, Wiesmann, Buderus, Energy Kinetics, low-mass boilers, Quiet Side, and even Monitor hydronic hot water heaters are pressed into service as radiant heaters for the home. Sizing is an issue that really needs to be decided with a heat loss calculation made of your house. The calculations take into account the R values of walls, windows, and roofs, and the exposed surface areas of each. And it estimates how much heat, you know, in BTUs will leave the building at design temperature. And for Fairbanks, the design temperature is minus 40 is often used. An old rule of thumb that uses a square foot will often call for too large a boiler, which would short cycle compared to a boiler sized to just meet the need of the load of your house.
There are several ways to heat a home with hot water, whether we're talking about radiant floors or baseboard heating. What's the advantages and disadvantages with respect to different boilers?
The difference between radiant floor heat and baseboard heat is the supply water temperature. Baseboard is usually designed to run at 160 to 180 degree water supply temperature. Radiant floors, they only need water supply at 95 to 110, depending on if you've got wood or tile or carpet. The floor surface should never be any higher than, say, 85-ish degrees. The boiler types that take advantage of the different types of heat emitters would be a condensing boiler needs relatively cool water that returns from a radiant floor. If it's got cooler water from a radiant floor, it can take the best advantage of this for its optimal efficiency. A non-condensing boiler can also gain efficiency from cooler water return and operate at a cooler temperature, but usually the needed water return for a condensing boiler is about 140 degrees to avoid boiler shock and fuel gas condensation. But a boiler running with 145-degree water temperature can extract more heat from a boiler running at 180 degrees. The radiant floor system with its low water supply temperature makes it even easier for any of the boilers to use an outdoor reset control on a boiler. And that lowers its operating temperature as the outside air temperature increases. And again, anytime you can lower your boiler temperature, the water that the boiler runs at, you can gain efficiency because you can get more heat out of the flue gas with cooler water than you can with hotter water.
Now, what is the relationship between boilers and combustion air then? You were talking about flue gas just a moment ago.
Whatever flue gas the boiler sends out, you know, an equal amount of makeup air must be brought in. And more importantly, any other appliance in the home that sends air out of the house needs to be supplied with intake air. If the other appliances are not supplied with intake air, they may pull the air they need down through the boiler, through the chimney, and backdraft the boiler. If you have a very tight house, any appliance that sends air out, you have to supply it with air. Otherwise, one appliance might be drawing air through another. For example, if you've got a wood stove and a boiler running at the same time in a very tight house, chances are the boiler will probably get its air supply by backdrafting your wood stove. But if you have adequate makeup air for both of those appliances, each of them should operate just fine.
Now, Dave, a lot of listeners have older boilers. Oftentimes, you get an energy rating done in your home, and replacing the boilers like the top recommendation very, very often. Is it worth the money and the effort? And why would these energy ratings say this type of thing?
It would be best to talk to some heating professionals first. There are things that you can do to an old boiler other than clean them. It's pretty complicated. There's no sort of one size fits all solution. If you have an old masonry chimney that you're exhausting your boiler into, it's very difficult to turn down the flue gas temperature by tuning it or downsizing the nozzle without getting flue gas condensation in your chimney. Those sorts of things need to be addressed on a case-by-case basis. But that being said, the whole system as a whole can be looked at to upgrade the chimney. You can possibly downsize the nozzle, and also adding some controls to the boiler. To do an outdoor reset type control on the boiler where you turn the boiler water temperature down. But you have to look at other things in the home, like how much baseboard you have. A home with a lot of baseboard can radiate more heat with lower water temperature than the same home if it had fewer feet of baseboard installed. The home with the more baseboard could benefit more with the outdoor reset type of controls on the boiler, because they can heat the same area with a lower water temperature and allow the boiler to run more efficiently. So it does need to be looked on a case-by-case basis. All the things need to be looked at: the chimney, how much baseboard and heat emitters you have, and the condition and age of the boiler. Sometimes small changes or additions in controls can help increase the efficiency of the boiler, and sometimes it just needs to be replaced with new technology.
We're going to take a break right here, but when we come back, we'll have more on boilers. You're listening to the new Alaska HomeWise. We will be right back.